A couple of years ago, Adam Gopnik wrote in the New Yorker magazine about his daughter Olivia and her imaginary friend, Charlie Ravioli. Charlie lived in Manhattan. He liked grilled chicken and fruit, and he was always too busy to play. For her Tuesday series on Taking It Easy, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg catches up with Mr. Ravioli and writer Adam Gopnik.
Charlie Ravioli was older than Olivia Gopnik by some 4.5 years. So when 3-year-old Olivia called him on her toy cell phone, it was not always surprising that the older boy couldn't talk or had to run or wasn't in. Adam Gopnik is in, however. He joins us from our bureau in New York. Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Now, Olivia did get a chance to see her invisible friend from time to time and to speak with him, didn't she?
Yes. Oh, they talked, and indeed to this day talk regularly, in fact. She just has to sort of grab him between meetings.
Yeah, so what does she say he's so busy with?
He makes movies. He's has his own talk show. He had a Broadway show for a while called Ravioli.
A good name for a show, by the way. A
very good name, eh?
When you and the family would get away from the city, would Charlie be there too?
Oh, Ravioli traveled everywhere with us. We were in Rome once, a year ago. We were having dinner at some Roman trattoria, and she said, oh, my goodness, she said, Ravioli's in the restaurant tonight. And it was just as though, you know, you had suddenly spotted Joe Namath across sure, Ravioli's here. I said, would you introduce us to him? And she went along with it and said, yes, Ravioli, this is my daddy. Ravioli, this is my mom. And then he had to go back to his own table, in fact, because he's that kind of guy. But he graced us with his presence. And I should add, too, Susan, because it's an important part of it, is she has no ambiguity about his being fictional. She knows that he's a made-up imaginary character and will tell you that.
But at certain points, you and your wife got quite concerned. You were worried that maybe she herself, Olivia, was overstressed, and that's why she was projecting stress onto this imaginary friend.
We worried that we had moved to the wrong place. You know, we had moved back to New York City from Paris, where we lived for many years, when Ravioli made his appearance. And we thought that he was an unfortunately all too accurate representation of what New York presented to a small and intelligent child. Mm-hmm. That is a specter of endless missed connections, endless busyness. That Olivia was imprinted, as much as a baby duck is imprinted on its mother's waddle, Olivia was imprinted on the endless rush of Third Avenue and simply thought that that was what life was like and that's what your imaginary friend had to be like.
What did you end up deciding? Was being too busy a good thing or a bad thing?
The existence of Charlie Ravioli made us meditate on our own feelings about the life we've chosen, the life we lead, the life so many of us lead. And in an odd way, I came to feel a certain deeper affection for the dance of busyness through Charlie Ravioli, and through, I must say, Susan, through the experience of 9/11 and everything that came after, which I think feeds into kids' minds here, too. That is that there's one of the things that is always defined New York, particularly as a place, is this endless press of busyness. And instead of feeling it as something that's merely oppressive, merely negative, I think that as time went on, it began to seem like something terribly precious, a reflection of the density and vitality of the city that would be very dearly lost.
Mm-hmm. But you know, you and I are talking, Adam Gopnik, as part of a series on leisure. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted just thinking about Charlie Ravioli and all of you.
Well, you know, one of the things in the years that I lived abroad in France, one of the things that was always amazing to us was the fact that Americans tend to be very sort of cultish about their summers and about their leisure. You know, we have summer places and summer themes and what are you doing for the summer? And in fact, if we get 2 weeks vacation, we're doing very well. Well, in France, as you know, you're guaranteed 5 weeks vacation. Every single worker is guaranteed by law 5 weeks paid vacation, and everybody picks up in the middle of July and they're just gone. And yet they don't tend to fetishize their summers to quite the same degree. People don't talk about it all year. People don't show you pictures quite so much of their summer cottages. I think we fetishize leisure exactly because we have much less of it than any other industrialized people.
Thank you so much. Adam Gopnik is a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine. The story of his daughter's imaginary friend, Charlie Ravioli, is being made into a movie, which we will be able to see at our leisure sometime, if we ever find any. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.